40 million people in Mexico do not have access to the internet. Our company, Altan Redes, is building a network that will connect them to the world. Chubb wrote insurance policies that gave the Mexican government, our investors, and partners the confidence they needed to make this happen. They also cover our construction risk, damage to the network, and environmental exposure. For a project this complex, Chubb was the one.
Learn more at chubb.com/WSJ.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories and timely insights.
I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli. Coming up, a conversation about why health insurance premiums are rising. But first, these top stories. Next up on President Trump's Asia itinerary is Vietnam, where he'll attend an economic summit with business leaders. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are addressing the summit after the U.S. and China announced billions of dollars in business deals. The two leaders are expected to lay out slightly different visions at the summit in Vietnam. Officials tell the Wall Street Journal that the U.S. will ask Russia to allow 20,000 peacekeepers in eastern Ukraine. Western leaders are hoping approval signals Russia's willingness to back out of conflict there. Tensions erupted in 2014 when Russia annexed Crimea. President Trump may meet with Vladimir Putin when the leaders are in Vietnam this week. AT&T's CEO says he's prepared to litigate to defend the company's planned merger with Time Warner. The Wall Street Journal reports Randall Stephenson made his comments at an industry conference after the U.S. Justice Department signaled AT&T might have to divest its Turner Television unit or satellite company DirecTV as a condition of the deal. AT&T and Time Warner are working with antitrust regulators to settle the deal. AT&T offered $85 billion last year to acquire Time Warner. Coming up, why health insurance premiums are rising. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everybody. As Americans select their health care plans during open enrollment, many of them are seeing their health insurance premiums rise, and Democrats and Republicans are pointing fingers at each other over the increases. Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Armour joins us now to talk about what's behind those increases and what it means for consumers. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Stephanie, who are we seeing get hit the hardest here by these increases?
People who are being hardest hit are people who buy like private insurance for themselves or their families on the individual market or on the exchanges, but they don't get financial help with their premiums. They earn too much to qualify for that federal help. So what they're seeing in many cases are really, really big premium increases, double digit, some even higher. And I'm hearing from lots of them, it's really a significant spike for this group. And it's about an estimated 7 million people, I would say.
Wow, that's a lot. And I wanted to ask you how much of this has to do with action that President Trump took last month when he cut billions of dollars to insurers. That was money that helped to offset subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, right?
Yes, that's correct. The health analysts I'm talking to really say that that is the significant driver of a lot of the premium hikes we're seeing. Insurers still have to offer these subsidies under the law, but now that the federal money that offset that has been cut off, what many did was states allowed them to raise their rates for 2018, and some had filed higher rates just in case. So premiums were already going up for a number of reasons, but a lot of the insurers that we've talked to have pointedly said that this increase is largely due to the ending of that funding.
And on top of this, we're seeing Democrats and Republicans blaming each other for the increases. What are the arguments being made on both sides here?
Well, the Republicans are saying, look, this law has not been working. A number of insurers have left the exchanges even before the election. They say that a lot of the premium increases are just a sign that the Affordable Care Act, as it stands, is a flawed system. The Democrats are saying, look, a lot of this can be attributed to President Donald Trump, as well as really the inability of Republicans to come together on a bipartisan plan that might help shore up these markets. And what you're starting to see is what is really kind of surprising, frankly, is how much health care is becoming a campaign issue just in this Tuesday night election. Exit polls show that this is becoming a really key issue. And you saw Democrats make a lot of wins. So I think they're feeling like they really want to run with a health care issue as they look at the midterm elections.
Yes. And to that point, we saw that reflected in races in Virginia and Maine, right?
Yes, very much so. The exit polls in Virginia, where the Democrat won the gubernatorial race, showed that health care was the central issue. And in Maine, there was a ballot referendum to expand Medicaid, and that passed. So you are definitely seeing that there is some pushback. And the question is, what is that going to do to Republican plans now? There's still a talk afoot about picking up repeal of the ACA again. There's talk of, you know, knocking down part of it that requires people to have insurance. And there's some growing talk that Republicans may sort of hit the pause button on some of this as they kind of look at the aftermath of Tuesday night's election.
And I expect that's factoring into plans that both parties are making as we look forward to the midterm elections in 2018, right?
Yeah, well, you definitely see Democrats increasingly rallying around the whole single-payer idea that Bernie Sanders and some not as sweeping proposals that, you know, for example, would allow for a Medicaid buy-in or people to pay to join in. And you are seeing Republicans who are continuing to say, look, we're going to take some action. We're going to continue to roll back parts of the law. So it's a very stark divide between the two parties right now. But I do think health care is going to be a front burner issue for both of them as they gear up for the campaign.
Let's talk about consumers. You spoke to a lot of people who are rightly confused at this point. And how is that affecting them during open enrollment as they're selecting plans?
Well, it's interesting. People, the open enrollment right now is going on, so people are getting a sense of the increase. Insurers are also now sending out their rate notices for 2018. So even people who don't buy on the ACA exchanges are starting to see what's happening. And you've never had such a big divide. You have, you know, basically 8-9 million people who are getting subsidies, and they're seeing their costs go way, way down. In fact, in some cases, they can get health plans now for free. And then you're seeing people who don't get the subsidies on the opposite end of the spectrum. And some I talked to, the hikes are so high, they're looking at going to short-term insurance, they're looking at moving, they're looking at leaving their self-employment to join employers to get employer coverage. So it's really stark how different the impact is depending on whether you get subsidies or not.
Any final advice you would give to consumers?
I would just encourage consumers to shop around, even on or off the exchange. In some cases, if they go to a different type of plan, they may be able to save money, especially people who get subsidies. In many cases, lower-income people can get plans for free. It really makes sense to shop around this year.
Okay, I've been speaking with The Wall Street Journal's Stephanie Armour. Stephanie, thanks so much for joining me.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And finally, an unlikely partnership. You may have spotted UPS vans in New York, Atlanta, and Nashville advertising the latest album from pop superstar Taylor Swift. The ad blitz marks the first time UPS has advertised on its brown vans, but the company won't tell MarketWatch just how much the partnership cost. The sixth album from Swift, called Reputation, is out Friday. And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli at The Wall Street Journal.
Spend time with Alexa. Then make What's News part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo, The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.